why'd they start tracking spending instead of adoption rates?
Because adoption rates were getting close to 100%. They stopped being useful as a differentiator. Once everyone's using something, what actually matters is who's using it deeper. That's where the real difference comes from. Ramp switched their metric to monthly spending per employee. If one company's at $75 and the next one's at $11, you can't really say they're using the same tool.
How should practitioners take this number?
I'd recommend calculating where your company sits on per-person AI spending. If you don't know your position, you can't gauge how far competitors have lifted their workflow speeds, and you might fall behind without realizing it. You also need to see that the top tier is rotating through multiple models.